This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're launching into the third hour. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as usual, tonight it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Should you wish to connect to us that way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have a toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We haven't even had a chance to get into your show prep yet, Daryl, about privacy, and I don't know if we will because we got a bunch of calls, so we're going to go to the phones and to the fun. We've been talking actually about some of the libertarian basics tonight. So when you start talking about having a society in which there is no coercive government anymore, which is, in my opinion, the ultimate goal of the libertarian philosophy.
Yes.
Some people who call themselves libertarians would disagree with that, but in my opinion, that's what libertarianism really means. So, you know, the idea of having humans consensually interact, taking away institutional coercion, which is what we're used to from this one-size-fits-all monopoly government that is shoved down all of our throats, whether we like it or not. The inevitable questions arise, which is, you know, how do you handle the roads, the sidewalks, the police, snow plowing, you know, all this stuff that we're used to the government doing. You know, how do we do that in the absence of the coercive government? And that's what's led to most of the calls here tonight. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts about what you want. Dave is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Oh, hello, good evening. You know, yeah, you know, real quick, don't you know that public transportation, city buses are covered under the 14th Amendment? It's there. You just have to look really hard. It's in between the line, written in invisible ink. All right.
That's cute.
Seriously, the reason I called, you were talking about this. If you take any, given issue, to me, law's purpose is to protect one citizen from another, not from themselves. So therefore, you know, this heavy-handed government that tells us we're all crazy for thinking the thought of the day is completely wrong. Instead, I know what libertarian is about. I was pretty brave with the call screener. But here's the point. You have to take any issue, you have to take and put it on the right stage. The first place you go to when you have any issue in front of you is enumeration in the Constitution. And what that means is if it's not supposed to be a federal issue, then it goes to the state. So while I think I know what libertarian is, being a libertarian is, I also know what being a federalist is. Okay. And we are to be able to interact with each other, without interference on most things. Again, if it's not the job of the federal government, then the federal government's not supposed to be doing it. You check Article 1, Section 8. If it's not there, it's not a federal issue.
Right, but whether or not something's written down in the Constitution should not be the criteria for whether or not government should morally do something or whether it should even exist. Because taxation is authorized in the Constitution, that does not make it less theft. It's still theft. It's theft under a different name. It's what Frederick Bastiat called legal plunder.
Well, if taxes are too high, then yeah, you've got to do something about it.
No, it doesn't matter if they're too high. If they exist, it is legal plunder.
Well, you know, you live by a certain set of rules. Unless you want to live in complete anarchy, which I would argue you'd be alive about a week if we had true anarchy, You have to have some guidelines. I think the Constitution is our guideline.
No. The Constitution was a set of rules for the federal government to follow. Those are not a set of rules.
Right, and the Constitution does not define what libertarian philosophy is. The Constitution is supposed to define what the federal government had agreed to abide by.
The Constitution also dictates there are a number of things the government is not supposed to subsidize nor censure on a national level.
And they've ignored all that.
Yeah, I know. Well, 80%.
So what good would the Constitution do?
Because the Constitution sets the rules
But if they're not following the rules, then what good is it?
This country. Well, it's not the Constitution's fault. It's the fault of the populace. Our fault.
Well, 150 years ago, Lysander Spooner wrote, "The Constitution has either authorized such tyranny as we have or been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist."
Well, again, you're talking about the framework. The framework didn't cause people to get pissed off at rich people and vote in a confiscatory capital gains tax. Okay, the Constitution gives us a way to work. It doesn't tell us how to work. It doesn't tell us how to work these issues like taxation and whether we subsidize or censure a given company, you know, on the fetish of the day. Again, it falls back on us as the populace and our moral character.
So how is it my fault that Congress has not followed their oath of office?
Well, it's not necessarily your fault. It's the majority of the people that voted. If they don't insist.
But what are they supposed to do? Vote for two scumbags? I mean, there's, you know, scumbag A and scumbag B. I mean, this election was a perfect example of that. People feel like they don't have a choice.
Well, being a Trump supporter, I'll agree with you that we had a choice between half a loaf and hemlock this time around. But that's where
it wasn't that much better last time around,
or the time before that, or the time before that, or the time before that. Going back to the first presidential election,
you can vote your little heart out, and you're not going to be able to change anything about the way Washington D.C. operates. It attracts a certain type of corrupted personality.
I understand, but if you're not aware of what's going on in Washington, and you don't vote. If you decided that you've exhausted the vote, the only other thing to do is vote the chamber. I don't think
I disagree. No. That's a false choice. That's a false choice, the idea, if you don't participate in the system, you have to go and get violent. No, we can actually leave the United States. We can, and what I mean by that is secession. I mean that New Hampshire, calling from Indiana, all of these states can just say goodbye, and then that's it. No more United States. Who needs them?
Well, it'll be about two or three at the most, and you had better be ready to defend your newfound position because
you think two or three states at the most would leave.
I think practically right now, yes.
I think a lot of states would want to go if one were allowed to go. I think a lot of other people would say, you know what?
Well,
why are we doing this?
The whole point. No state is going to be allowed to leave. If Texas tomorrow,
that sounds like freedom, huh?
We're out of here. Well,
so
I mean,
basically, we're all here at the point of a gun, right?
No,
we're all still in this.
You will have a fight. You're going to have a fight.
That's what you're saying. What you're saying is we're all still in this union at the point of a gun. That's the reason why it's being held together through violence.
Uncle Sam is an abusive spouse.
I'll agree that the federal government is abusive. It's a practical reality that if any state in the union, Texas included, said, you know what, to hell with it, we're out of this union. The federal government is going to send troops. Now, whether they'll be successful
or not, I
have no
idea. Right, because Uncle Sam is an abusive spouse, and you can't leave me.
Well,
Uncle
do you like
Sam
being abused?
He's abusive about a lot of things.
Do you like being abused, Dave? You like it when Uncle Sam hits you?
With income tax, no.
Does he make you call you, does he make him call you uncle? Or you call him uncle?
Daddy.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks. Laugh it up. 855, 453.
There are some sort of rednecky areas of Indiana, so it could be Uncle Daddy.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Rob also listening to WIBC FM in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Rob.
How you guys doing?
Welcome. We're doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's great. That's great. I talked about that Uncle Daddy thing. Well, yeah, I'm an Uncle Daddy, all right. Anyway, what I was called about was the thing about the roads. I'm 70 years old, and I moved here about 10 years ago after my wife passed. I sold the farm and found a nice place to live through a friend. Anyway, my landlord, I won't mention his name, has got about 60, 65 rentals in and around this area at Cataract. I can look out my window and see the covered bridge over here over the Eagle River. He spent, I told your call screener, was $27,000. Well, I made a mistake. It was $17,800 to pave a mile and a quarter of the road in front of his house all the way down to North Cataract Road. He paid that money himself.
What would that wind up costing if government were paying for that?
Oh, my God. Are you guys kidding me?
Five
this
times.
This is the thing going on. Owen County is one of the most corrupt counties in Indiana. It's got an educational level of ninth grade. average income is just a tick over 18,000, and you can, these statistics were in the local paper.
Rob, if you want to tell more of your story, hang on. We'll bring you back for that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want on this live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
If you've got Bitcoin, we want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or the Google or Apple App Store. There's no wallet quite like it in the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency universe. Not only does it hold Bitcoin, but also other cryptos like Ether and Dash. There's also Shapeshift integration that allows you to easily, frictionlessly exchange between currencies right there in the Jax app. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax if you lose your phone. As long as you've got your backup, you're good to go. You won't lose your cryptocurrency. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. With coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more, it's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. As we continue here with Rob listening in Indiana, you were telling us about your landlord who owns a lot of property had a road, basically a private road, run for $17,000, and we were speculating on what a road, the length that he made it would have cost if the government had done it.
Well, to tell you the truth, the whole thing is political, because I remember what he told me was that they only had one contractor. They didn't even let out bids to do the road if it had to be done. And it was one guy who was going to do it, and it was going to be somewhere around, I think this is what I told your call screener, was going to be about $27,000. And Steve said, we're not doing that. He said, we are not doing that. And my point would be, why don't we do something as far as the Libertarian Party? And in our area, and this has to do with what the previous caller said about the states being separated, we'd have free trade between all 50 states, and you become independent and you take care of yourself. Okay, why don't we have something like PBS does, where they have fundraisers to raise money for certain projects and things that keep them on the air? Same thing with local municipalities.
Yeah, exactly.
And I tell you what, I may not see it in my lifetime because I'm 70 years old.
But well, before you go on, the schools do it. I mean, the government schools, which get boatloads of money from taxes, they still have fundraisers where, parents and alumni and people like that will pony up money to support various different things.
Oh, my God. You look at how rich Notre Dame or Indiana University, Purdue, I mean, just you can count them off how much the alumni contribute to that.
Right.
And I didn't just mean
colleges. I also meant like high schools and elementary schools and things like that.
Yeah. How often do we see, like the cheerleading squad or the football team or something doing a car wash?
Exactly. My daughter was in that when she was in high school and they had fundraisers. And I just think that there's a better way to keep the long arm of the government out of our business. I mean, if we have a standing military, that's up to the government as far as foreign wars or something, which don't even get me started on that. But if every state, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, and so on, took care of their own business, we've got a strong manufacturing heritage here in Indiana. And this is directly from probably Governor Pence and Mitch Daniels, which was our governor. And we had a rainy day fund, and this past election, I think his name was Greg, was the guy running against the guy that got the governorship. And he said, we're going to spend that rainy day fund down. Well, that's what kept us afloat in 07 and 08 when everything hit the fan. That's what kept Indiana on track.
Rob, I like your idea of people voluntarily raising money for these various different programs that they support, and that's what I think we need to see happen. Unfortunately, until we can really spread the ideas of libertarianism and, the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use the threat of violence against our neighbors to force them to support things, until we can really spread those ideas, we're not going to get there. And so that's what we're doing here. We're trying to help spread those ideas. We're on the air 7 nights a week. We're not on WIBC. See all seven, but we're doing the show 7 nights a week.
I tell you what, I wish you were, because I mean, listen, we have a lot of good talk shows here, but I'm every Saturday night I'm tuned in to you guys, and I'll tell you what, you're doing a great job. I wish I was up there in New Hampshire.
Here's what you ought to do if you're listening wherever it is you're listening. If you're listening on the radio to Free Talk Live, Take a moment next week. You know, it's the holiday season. Things are getting a little slow around the radio stations. Call up the local program director of your radio station. Call on the business line or find the email address on their website and shoot a contact over to them and just say, hey, thanks for running Free Talk Live. If they're running the show one night a week or two nights or whatever it is they're running it, say thank you and then ask for more because they can take up to 21 hours of our show every single week, seven nights per week.
Well, they can take 21 live hours, correct, and then they could replay as much of it as they wanted to.
But we wouldn't recommend that.
Not that they would necessarily want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend they replay. But yeah, so there's plenty of Free Talk Live that they could take, and it's always nice to hear from somebody with a positive comment about programming because 90% of the time, probably 99% of the time, if they get a call from a listener, it's, I don't like what so-and-so said on the radio the other day. So if you actually have something positive to say, they're actually more likely to listen to you. Thanks, Rob, for your call tonight, and I do appreciate
it.
Yep, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jim is in Hibbing, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Jim.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Enjoying the conversation tonight.
I
got a state license to install septic systems in Minnesota, and I actually quit doing the business because of the restrictions, the rules, the regulations. But having been in business, I've worked on private roads, say three, four, five people live on the road. You can't even get those five people to agree on who's going to pay for what to maintain the road. There's always somebody that's not willing to pay their fair share. Then there's somebody that's mad, and you've got conflict. So
yep,
I believe it's nice to fantasize and dream about having, let's call it, no organization, no government, no control, nobody in charge. But I've been on a little sabbatical about the last 15 years trying to figure out why there's all this conflict. And what I've come down with, you take 10 of any species, ants, deer, humans, you're going to have one or two dominants fighting for control. You're going to have two or three submissives, and you're going to have a group in the middle that are just going to get pushed around.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's
to go along, to get along, folks.
Yeah, you know, that's why there's been so many different kinds of governments and so many different kinds of religion and stuff. It's to try to find your group of people that you can live with in harmony. So, I mean, I understand a little bit about libertarian, not a lot, but I still see that the same thing's going to happen. Some people are going to get in control. They're going to get abusive. They're going to enjoy that control and being in charge, and there's your two or three aggressives, and the same thing starts all over again. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a nice fantasy, but the reality is we're not all clones. We're thousands and, you know, millions of different people, and somebody's got to be in charge.
Well, I get where you're coming from, and I don't doubt that you're right about people not being able to get along. I mean, we've seen this even within the libertarian movement where, you know, you get three libertarians in a room and they're going to argue about something. So, you know, people don't, they're not all on the same page, and they don't ultimately all have to be on the same page. But, you know, the real, and if you want, I think it's an interesting point that you're making here, Jim, so if you want to hang on, we can continue. The real question is, how should people interact? I understand what you're saying, the way things are, where, you know, it seems like there needs to be some dominant person. But is that really what we want for the future of human interaction? Shouldn't we be able to rise above that station in life and actually, you know, not use violence and the threat of violence on our neighbors? That's all. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's been a lot of talk about the roads tonight here on Free Talk Live. It's one of the big subjects that comes up when we talk about libertarianism or the non-aggression principle, the idea of that it's not okay to use force or the threat of violence. To initiatory force,
right.
Or the threat of violence to achieve political or social goals, which include building the roads. So then the question becomes...
Not just building, but also maintaining, because right. One of the big objections is people saying, I don't like there to be potholes in my roads. Who would fix that without government? Well, who the hell's fixing it now?
Right. So I want to get deeper into that here in a moment, because Jim in Hibbing, Minnesota, has come up with what I consider to be one of the best objections
yes.
to libertarian roads, if you will. So we'll get back into that with Jim here. But right now, I want to let you know about TipsyElves.com. I am wearing the Tipsy Elves sweater that I received last year when they started advertising with us. And it's a really tacky, ugly sweater. It looks like... Well, it actually looks like an elf sweater. But
it looks like the one that Will Ferrell wore in the movie Elf.
Which I haven't seen, but I'll take your word for it. It's
how
just,
have you never...
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
We need to remedy that.
No, there's a lot of movies that I haven't seen, Ferrell.
There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen either. And if there's one that I've seen that you haven't, then we need to fix that.
TipsyElves.com, they've got a bunch of sweaters. In fact, I think this one's discontinued. But they always have new ones every single year. And so, of course, they got some new 2016 sweaters there. A bunch of cool designs, outrageous designs, funny designs, offensive designs. There's a couple with, like, reindeer having sex on them. And so, it can get pretty offensive. So they're all ugly, though, and that's kind of the thing over at Tipsy Elves. They know that you're going to be the talk of the party if you go to a Christmas party with one of these sweaters on. And you can get 20% off, or at least you're supposed to get 20% off by using code FTL. Unfortunately, something is broken with the free Talk Live discount code right now. So what we're recommending that you do over at TipsyElves.com, once you search through their site, you'll find the interactive sweaters that they have for men and the Christmas suits for men. Women, you've got holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas, and of course they have these ridiculous sweaters as well as collegiate wear. So they've got their Christmas section, and they've got the collegiate designs. So if you're into college sports, you'll probably find some cool stuff there, too.
Yes. Roll Tide.
So load up your shopping cart with the stuff that you want for you and for gifts, and then contact Tipsy Elves and say, hey, my code's not working, because right now the Free Talk Live discount code is apparently not working, and we don't know what's going on because it's the weekend, and we just found this out on Friday, and the company that did the ads with us was at a Christmas party. So we weren't able to actually remedy whatever the problem was with this code. So either wait until next week and we can get this figured out, or just load up your cart and contact them and say, hey, can you, flip this code on or let us know what's going on, because we are kind of in the dark on this, and it's somebody's fault, but we don't know whose it is yet. TipsyElves.com. It would be code FTL, but go ahead and load up your cart and let them know that you're looking for that 20% discount. And by the way, that's a 20% site-wide discount. Let's go to Jim, or back to Jim in Hibbing, Minnesota, bringing up what I consider to be the best objection to libertarian roads, where, we're talking about, hey, people shouldn't be forced to contribute to things they don't agree with, and you're saying, well, if you want people to come to an agreement, and you got five people living on a road, they're not going to all come to an agreement. In fact, you've seen that happen in real life, and I believe you. I think that's just the way people are. They tend to be, dug into their position. They have different belief systems, and, they're willing to fight over it. So the question becomes, how do we solve that problem in the absence of coercion? Because as libertarians, we are not willing to accept the threat of violence as the solution to these problems. And ultimately, that's what you were saying is the way the world is, well, there's always going to be some authoritarians who come in there and try to foist their viewpoint on others. And libertarians would say, well, that may be the way the world is, but we want to see that change. We want people to embrace the idea of leaving their neighbor alone and not using the threat of violence. So to come up with unique ways to solve that situation, gated communities have been doing this for decades, where they have a neighborhood association, and some would argue that's the equivalent of a government, but the difference, of course, being you consent to joining the neighborhood association. When you buy a house or rent a house in one of these places, you understand that there is a set of rules that comes along with it.
Right, and the homeowners association can't just annex property, whereas governments
can.
Often can.
So that's one example of how roads get solved today and those disagreements get hashed out. If you're like me and you don't want to live in a gated community or a homeowners association, I don't want anything to do with it. I'd rather just go ahead and take my chances and, try to find neighbors that I like, that we generally agree on things to move around, that are willing to agree to things like that. And I'd rather just, roll the dice and see what happens. But people who are concerned about not having a potholed, dirty road or whatever could... they could find solutions around that. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jim.
Well, it's the roads that I've worked on. It comes down to where one or two of the people just take it upon themselves and end up paying for it and doing it.
Yep.
I've been thinking about things for, quite a while. Once we started getting split as a nation 50-50 without any third, fourth, and fifth choices, I became worried. And what seems to make sense to me, but that obviously doesn't mean it makes sense to everybody, is we need to compromise. Sometimes we win the vote, sometimes we lose the vote. And if we lose the vote, we still have to support the group and try to move forward. And I wish we could be as a group, as a people, able to just look at the bigger picture and think that we're doing this for our kids, for our grandkids, to have a better world, to have a better, happier place, and just be satisfied with living in a nice, peaceful, happy place. But, you know, that sounds good in a book, but in reality, you know, I've got a piece of land that I'm developing, and the biggest stumbling block right now is I don't want a neighbor. Or I don't know how to find the right neighbor. You know, and you can't pick and choose neighbors because the government says you can't do that. You can't pick and choose. Everybody has a right to be your neighbor. So I haven't come up with any solutions. I've seen a lot of the problems and issues, and it makes it difficult because you'd like to see better in your fellow humans. But, you know, sometimes it gets tough to find that group.
No doubt. Humans can be a disappointing bunch, which is one of the reasons, and that disappointment is one of the reasons why libertarians in large numbers are moving to New Hampshire. So people who believe in the philosophy that Daryl and I believe in are physically migrating to the same geographic area. Jim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'd recommend people who are interested, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded, whether you're libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist, however you describe yourself, you really ought to be in New Hampshire if you want to have a chance at seeing more freedom, if you want to have a chance at having a society that is not organized based on coercion. In my opinion, the best bet is to have that intentional community that he was talking about, where you can pick your neighbors, where you, at least to some extent, where you can be around a community of people who understands what the non-aggression principle is, who understands that it's not okay to use violence against our neighbors, and they want to start from there. We don't know what the society is going to look like ultimately that is created out of that concept, but we know it's something that's worth moving towards.
Right, and one thing that I believe it was Jim said, you know, humans are going to let you down. Well, I found that if you don't really have any expectations of your fellow man, then they can't let you down.
It's true. And I found that even most libertarians, you know, I can't expect them to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire, even though it's like the obvious thing to do.
I can't expect most people to actually do what they say they're going to do, and that includes a lot of libertarians.
Right. But there have been a couple thousand who have come, and there are thousands more who have pledged to move. There's an organization called the Free State Project that has pledged a lot of people to move here. There's also the Shire Society. So, you know, if you don't like joining organizations, you can just move on your own, and you'll be able to connect with folks here. But the Shire Society is also encouraging people to move, and it doesn't have the same problems like with a board of directors that has plagued the Free State Project. So the Shire Society is more of a decentralized movement. But there's multiple movements. Migrations of libertarians who are coming to New Hampshire. So you owe it to yourself, if you're a libertarian, to really look into these things. Check out the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. There's a great video that was put together, documentary film, 101reasonsfilm.com. You can go there, you can watch it. It's an hour long, and it really goes through some of the reasons why New Hampshire is already the most free place in the United States, arguably the world, and why it's going to be even better when we get thousands of libertarians to move here. 101reasonsfilm.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. Moments remain here, but maybe enough time for you if you get on the lines right now. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. And don't forget to check out Daryl's website, libertylobby.xyz. You can go there to get behind Daryl's lobbying efforts. He started a lobbying firm this year. He had been going to Concord, New Hampshire on a yearly basis, multiple times a year, to talk to the state representatives, to
yes.
present the ideas of liberty to them in their various different hearings that they've been having. And you decided you wanted to start a lobbying firm so you could maybe actually raise some money to do this. And
correct.
And perhaps actually cover some of the costs that you've been incurring
yes.
in doing what you were already doing. So you're going to be doing basically the same stuff you've been doing, which is trying to influence changes in the legislature for a more pro-liberty direction.
Correct.
You're just asking folks to help back you up so, you know, it doesn't cost you as much of your own personal funds, like the fact that you can't work at Free Talk Live
right.
if you're in the state house. You can't be making phone calls for Free Talk Live, which is what you normally do during
right.
the day. So if folks want to get behind you, then go to libertylobby.xyz. I presume you're going to be putting up their success stories and, like, stuff of what you've been doing as a lobbyist over, you know, the next few months when you actually start getting up there regularly.
Correct, because right now it's the time period of legislation has been filed.
Right.
We're waiting on the wording of bills.
They just got sworn in.
Right, they just got sworn in on Wednesday. So we're waiting on wording of bills. Then I can start reading those bills. Hearings will begin sometime early January. I'll start going up, and there's going to be video, I'm certain, because you generally will go up, set up a camera. So, you know, yeah, I'll be posting video, posting updates on what actually happens with various legislation, whether it winds up getting passed if it's pro-liberty, not passed if it's anti-liberty, or, you know, if it winds up getting amended in some kind of way because of my influence.
LibertyLobby.xyz, head over there, get behind him for a monthly $5-$10, whatever you can afford to,
or one time.
To throw in. Yeah, you can do the one-time thing, but the monthly really helps more.
The monthly does really help because then it helps me budget a little bit, but one time is good as well.
Yep, you're not going to turn your nose up at it for sure. LibertyLobby.xyz to support Daryl's efforts as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Thistle is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Thistle.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Good. What's on your mind?
What's up, Daryl?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling in about the roads.
What about them? Do you like roads?
I if you Google flying cars, there's a whole bunch out there.
Yeah, road tech is old tech. I mean, this is, you know, ancient technology. It hasn't really changed in any significant manner in decades. The reason we don't have flying cars, so you pretty much blame the government for that one.
Thanks, Obama.
In a free America, right, if I have chickens that lay eggs and I got a dozen eggs for sale on the side of the road, I should be able to make whatever I want for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that you living in California, that makes it very hard because there's probably a bunch of bureaucrats who want to tell you what to do.
If you wanted to sell your dozen eggs for $5 million, nobody's going to pay.
No, I'm not saying that.
You should be able to make whatever you want for them, and I'm saying there is going to be market threshold.
Right, you can only make what someone's willing to pay for them.
And you guys are always pushing... not that I'm not trying to down talk you or it's always about New Hampshire, you know?
Yeah, as it should be, because that's where libertarians and voluntarists are migrating to.
I get that. Yeah. I'm seventh generation Californian, okay?
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It doesn't mean anything to me either.
Okay, but so why bring it up?
I'm bringing it up. I don't want to bring this point up, and I don't want you to cut me off. So I'm here for the long haul because I'm a Californian, and now I'm in the...
You say the F word on national talk radio.
I was just about to ask what he thought of Cal Exit, but he had to Cal leave.
I don't even know what he was saying before he said the F word. Something about
he's
the worst state.
He's seventh generation California.
So he's going to stick it out.
So he's going to stick it out.
Because he likes abuse.
It's the worst state.
Right. Well, it's actually not the worst state. It's the 49th worst state. New York is the worst state at number 50.
By twice as bad.
Right. According to the rankings by the Freedom in the 50 States, which is a study that the Cato
Mercatus
Institute.
Center and Cato.
I think Cato took it over from Mercatus, but whatever. It's a study they put out.
I think Cato took over the publishing, but I think Mercatus was still involved in the calculator.
So, yeah, if you like abuse, then stay where you are in California. It sounds like he likes to be abused.
Yeah.
You know, some people are into that.
They are.
I'm not. And if you are a libertarian who is not, you don't like being told what to do, because I'm sorry, you have no chance in California. If you're a libertarian in California, you're there because you are at rest. You know, an object at rest tends to stay at rest. Oh, you've been there for seven generations, so you're just going to sit right where you are. Okay, fine. If that's the way you like your life, then enjoy all your regulations. Enjoy the ever-increasing size of government, the ever-intrusiveness of the bureaucracies.
Maybe
there.
He's praying for California to fall off into the ocean.
Well, then he would drown in that case.
Right, but then what he said was the worst state would cease to exist as a state. And
yeah,
he could wind up winning because he didn't leave.
Yeah, I just don't understand why people especially libertarians who know better, would want to stay in a terrible place like that. It doesn't make any sense to me. New Hampshire is the number one most free state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study. So we already have more freedom than pretty much everywhere else, and it's only going to get better. I mean, if you look at the history of migrations of people over time, look at the Mormons moving into Utah, look at the hippies moving into Vermont, you know, there's no doubt, no doubt that those migrations had an effect on those states. Everyone knows it.
Right, and those were the things that Jason Sorens looked into when he wrote the, what was it, his doctoral thesis that became, you know, basically the foundation of the Free State Project.
Right. So the fact is these migrations work. And so if we migrate enough libertarians to one small place like New Hampshire, low population, small geographic size, has two international borders, you know, it's pretty well positioned to be a pretty free, independent place. You know, libertarians really need to take that seriously. If, you know, if what you're staying where, if you're staying where you are just because you've always been there, you need to rethink your strategy because that's not working. Being a libertarian, divided from other libertarians, spread apart all over the country, it's not working. And if you think it's going to all of a sudden start working, you must be new to this. Let's go to Rev. Well,
they've got legal weed in California now, so that makes everything better, right?
Go ahead, Rev.
Indiana here. Say, I just wanted to get that quote. Someone about half an hour ago made a quote about the Constitution. It's either this or that, and in either case, it should be replaced, something like that. Do you remember that quote?
Yeah, the quote is from Lysander Spooner, who said the Constitution has either authorized such tyranny as we have or has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist.
And he was talking about the tyranny in the 1800s, the late 1800s.
Yeah.
He didn't even know about the tyranny of today.
And who is this person, please?
Spooner. Lysander Spooner. He started off actually as a lawyer, and he was not trying to, you know, write anarchist philosophy. He was trying initially to say that, you know, like the government should wind up following their own rules, and somehow he convinced himself that governments are never going to follow their own rules. He attempted to compete with the United States Postal Service by creating the American Letter Mail Company, and Congress then said, no, no, the United States Postal Service is the only entity that can deliver first-class mail.
They outlawed
him. Mr. Spooner, you are going to jail, going directly to jail, not pass and go, not collecting $200.
They outlawed competition to the post office for first-class mail. That's why FedEx and UPS do not compete in the area of first class mail.
Right. And the justification.
S-P-O-O-N-E-R. Yeah. And a lot of his works, all of them are pretty much available free online.
Right. Because it's all public domain.
Right.
The justification that the federal government gave for why they were prohibiting Spooner from competing was, well, the Constitution allows us to create postal roads, so therefore only the Postal Service can use those for delivery of mail.
I see. One last question. I'm new to this show. I know Mark Stein lives up in New Hampshire, doesn't he?
I've heard that. Yeah, he's one of the fill-in hosts for Rush Limbaugh.
Yes. So I just wondered if he had any connections with you at all.
Nope, never met him. Wouldn't know what he looked like if I saw him.
He said he's the last undocumented immigrant before the Canadian border, something like that. Anyway, there you go.
Okay.
Thanks
Rev, for the call tonight, man. Yeah, check out Lysander Spooner. Great one from him, The Constitution of No Authority.
Yes, that's one where the quote came from.
Yeah. So check that one out. And it's a short reading, too. It's not long, not complicated. He doesn't talk over people's heads. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy your weekend. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.